This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Here at Hope 1032, we're not just radio people. It seems that everyone you hear on air has an extra talent or two lurking in the background, and Katrina Rowe is no exception. Our morning's presenter is also a very gifted children's author, and she's just launched her latest book. I'm loving it. It's called Lily's Balloon, and it's beautiful. And Katrina's with me now for a chat. Welcome. Hi.
Welcome, how are Claire. You? I feel a bit strange being on the other side of the microphone.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. You're the interview guest. Before we talk about the story and its beautiful message, can we just give a shout out to the illustrator, Helene Magison? The paintings or drawings in this book are beautiful. How did you find her?
Well, that is the publisher's job, so I don't get any choice in it. But I must say that because I had a specific idea about this book, I kind of wanted a whimsical fairy tale quality because it's a metaphorical story. It's not like a realistic story. And so, you know, I was really hoping for someone who would do these kind of really enchanting, almost a fairy tale quality. And so when the publisher sent me Helene's portfolio, I just was so amazed. I was like, She's perfect. She's wonderful. I mean, it was almost too good to be true. It was like a gift. It was like, wow, I know that she's going to do an amazing job and it's going to make the book so beautiful. So wow. Claire, I'm so grateful and I feel so blessed to have an illustrator of that quality on my work.
This story, Lily's Balloon, so it's a story about a little girl who loses her balloon and we watch it as it travels to touch the lives of some other children. And when you first started out, it was going to be a simple story about how we are all interconnected in life.
Well, the first idea that came to me was the idea of something traveling through different people's lives. So that could have been like a message in a bottle. It could have been, I don't know, there was a number of different ways the story could have been a book passed from person to person. But I kind of like the idea of the balloon because it kind of drifts through your life and you don't necessarily have to own it to be touched by it. You know what I mean? So I landed on that metaphor of the balloon. And then what happened was it sort of morphed into a story that was, for me, a lot about loss and about when we miss out on things that we want. And the idea that often our loss is someone else's gain, but we don't always see it because we're so caught up in ourselves. And so for a child, you know, it might be something as simple as, for example, one of my daughter's best friends moved to Vienna. And, you know, that was a big loss for her, you know, to lose a friend. But maybe that person, that friend, will be a gift to someone on the other side of the world who really needs a friend right now. And when you start thinking about it, you can apply it to so many situations, like if you miss out on the prize that you want or the spot in the netball team that you wanted or, you know, for grown-ups, it might be that person that you were crazy in love with when you were 18 and they go on to become someone else's husband, you know. So there's so many ways in which I guess our loss is often someone else's gain. And I kind of wanted to show that in a very gentle way so that kids would kind of recognize that maybe there's more going on than what you can immediately see.
The bigger picture.
The bigger picture.
Two questions in one. Is there a reason why you chose a balloon? And is there a personal story behind that theme of loss and the journey the balloon goes on?
Yeah, okay. So the actual writing of the story came after quite a big personal crisis in our family. And I don't want to sort of go into it too much, not that I'm happy to share, but just because I really want people to be able to take out of this story what they want to take out of it. For me, there are a number of personal stories that are woven through this book at different levels. Initially, there was this image of Lily at the fair where she gets something she's always wanted, but it doesn't make her happy. And that was kind of resonating with a couple of things that were happening in our life at the time. And then this balloon comes in. And I had thought of the balloon as a loss. You know, she loses the balloon. It's something she loses or something that she wants and can't have and all this kind of thing. But then it was interesting that Helene, the illustrator, saw the balloon as a symbol of hope, something that came into people's lives when they needed it and brought them hope and joy, which is wonderful because that is what a balloon is, right? It's like a party and a celebration. And so I love that as well. And so I've been a bit reluctant to kind of say, this is what it means.
Yeah, right.
Because I just want people to kind of be able to shape the story around their own situation.
Mm. And I think that will happen. Like, I know when I read it, I knew exactly what the balloon was in my life and what it meant. So yeah. Books are amazing that way.
Yeah, and there's layers of meaning. So hopefully, look, kids will read it and just think it's a great story, but hopefully for some it might just touch something with what they're going through.
Yeah. And there's also this little theme about everyone finds comfort when they look up and when they look beyond themselves.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's subtle. So, again, like, because it's a metaphorical story, it doesn't, like, hit you over the head with a sledgehammer. But what you do see is that each person has a reason to be kind of caught up in their moment. But when they look up, they see something bigger than themselves. So, for example, Lily loses her balloon and she's really devastated. But Mum kind of puts her arm around her and says, look at it now, Lily, you know, soaring to the clouds, dancing on the wind. And then Lily sees the beauty in the movement and in the sky and starts to think, oh, I wonder where that balloon's going to end up. And so that's kind of a comfort. And I feel like when we can take our eyes off ourselves and think beyond. And so I guess in a Christian sense, there is a bit of a metaphor there about, you know, that verse, raise your eyes to the hills and where does my help come from? At kind of looking up and the help coming in a way that's out of our hands. But in a much more general sense, it's about, you know, not being, I guess, so caught up in what's happening with you that you can't see that, yeah, that bigger picture.
Mm. And you even have these subtle little hints at themes about like split families and how that affects children, and also about disability, which I know is something dear to your heart. So you've woven so many little themes through. It's nice.
Yeah, well, yeah. One of the things that I really wanted to do with my next picture book was have better representation, because I feel like the vast majority of picture books still have, like, white families where everybody's white, and all their, like with disability, Claire, like, often if there is a disabled character, it's in an issues book about the issue of disability. What I wanted was a character where the disability is completely incidental to the story and has nothing to do with it. So it's not even commented upon. Mm. So we have a character called Tom who's in a wheelchair and he wants to enter a photography competition. And, you know, he just really wants to get a great shot, but he's so, you know, motivated and he's just charging down and he's just reckless and he needs to sort of slow down and learn to see the beauty behind him before he can get a great shot. So it's nothing really to do with his disability, but I think the fact that he's disabled makes it more poignant that he needs this sense of achievement. And likewise, I also said to my illustrator, I would love to see a Eurasian family in my book. And I said, I don't mind which family it is or how that plays out, but I would just love that to be a normal thing, because I don't know about you, but in my church, I would say 50% of the families are Eurasian families where they might be Caucasian dad and a Chinese background Australian girl. And I've never seen that in books either. Mm. Mm. So I just kind of left her to that. And I think that she's done a lovely job.
She has. I've got to say, when I first read this book, I had tears and it spoke to me so much. So I can vouch as a grown up that it will speak to not just children, but parents who read along as well. And I even identified with the fact that I think Lily is a little bit introverted because she's in the crowds at the fair and she's like can't handle it.
Exactly. It's a bit too much for her.
Yeah, right. I'm like, wow, that's me. So
Did you notice that Lily is also a redhead? I was a little bit like, oh. I thought, oh, people are going to think she's me now, and she's really not. But I do love her red plaits, I must say.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Okay. Well, you have book launch events coming up in both Brisbane and Sydney. Can anyone go along to those?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I'd love them to get in touch with me on my author page or something and let me know that they're coming just for numbers and catering and stuff. But yeah, we're doing our launch up in Brisbane and I'm really excited, Claire, because it'll be my first time to meet the illustrator.
Sweet.
We've never met. We've never even actually talked on the phone. Mm. So be really exciting to meet her. And then we're having an event in Sydney as well at the Baronia Park Uniting Church Hall on the 1st of September, just an afternoon thing that kids can come to and have a story time and some balloon games. And, yeah, it should be lots of fun.
Lovely. And how can we get a copy?
Well, it really helps me if you order it online. So, yeah, places like Booktopia, like that, you know, a great place to buy a copy of the book.
Well, it's a beautiful book. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lily's Balloon, and we are talking with the very clever author, Katrina Rowe. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.